Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in on the auto, on the...
Hey, Best Bail Bonds hotline.
It's the Thank phone,
you,
Roy.
There you go.
Hey, Best Bail Bonds phone line.
Listen, Roy's too excited about this. This guy is a cinematic icon when it comes to sports movies. Actor Christopher McDonald is on the phone right now. Good morning, Christopher. How are you doing?
Good morning, boys. I'm Extra. How
are
you doing?
Doing great, Christopher. So happy to have you on. I think the first question on everybody's mind is,
oh no,
what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Cheerios.
That's the right answer.
Good. I thought I was going to have to dump you this morning.
Breakfast of champions. It's the thing is, they made a Wheaties box and they had a bowl of that stuff I say in the movie in it. It's pretty stupid, but it's pretty funny.
Did they really? I didn't know that.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Somebody photoshopped it, I guess.
That's obviously was a timeless role. Did you think, while you guys were filming it, that the role was going to last that long and the character was going to live on like this?
Never thought it might. And I don't think anybody does. If they could figure that out, they'd be making a hell of a lot more good movies. But I want to tell you, it is generational now. I get stopped every day. I'm sitting in Rockefeller Center right now by 30 Rock in New York City. And just sitting here, people are just walking by giving me the gun. So shooters out there. It's really funny.
Yeah, and what's surprising to a lot of people, and some people don't know this, actually the first choice to play Shooter McGavin was Kevin Costner, who decided to turn it down because he wanted to film some crappy movie called Tin Cup. So he wanted to do that. But you actually were hesitant to take the role of Shooter McGavin. Is that right?
Well, it just happened to be the timing was a bit off. We shot it in Vancouver, and I had just finished a movie there with Ray Liotta and called Unforgettable. And when I saw Ray and worked with him again, I said, we did a movie together. He goes, what's it called? Unforgettable. He went, yeah, I remember that one. So I guess it wasn't so unforgettable. But I was a little tired. And so I initially, I liked the script very much, but I was going down to play golf down at Detlef Schrempf. He's an NBA player, and he was having this big tournament. And we won. Our team won. I went, what if that golf movie's still around? So I traveled back up and met with Adam and laughed for about 45 minutes and said, I'm in. And I'm so glad I did because it is, like I say, generational now as a comic sports movie.
The great Shooter McGavin, a.k.a. Christopher McDonald. That's his real name.
That's
joining
his real
us
name. That's not his a.k.a.
That's
not his a.k.a.
No, I know. That's the point, man. Shooter McGavin is one of those timeless characters that has lived on forever. But now you're working on a new project. You're a part of HBO's Ballers. And you've gotten to work with The Rock, one of the hottest actors in Hollywood going right now. But your role is particularly interesting because you are the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Tell me what type of research you've done to try to bring that role to life. Because I would imagine you're mirroring it after someone that we all in this market hold very near and dear to our hearts.
Good morning. Absolutely, it's just Jerry Jones all the way. But they can't use the name, so they call me Boss Man, and he basically runs the biggest brand in sports. And if you're not really a Cowboys fan, you got to respect what they've done over the years. And they beat my I'm a Bills fan. They beat my Bills really badly during the Super Bowl back in the '90s. And but I admire the brand so much. I think they have. I put a little twang in when I'm talking, just like him. And Dallas is America's team, man. What can you say? One of the greatest sports teams ever.
So you can't use his name, but you use the Cowboy name. You guys use a lot of stuff in the show, like around the NFL, use a lot of NFL names, players. Why can't you use Jerry's name?
You can't use him as the character. I can't actually play him, which is my understanding of it. We do say Jerry. We talk about Jerry's world. We talk about the stadium, things like that. But I guess you can't really play the guy unless he gives you the okay. So maybe that's where. the proper ones.
We have Jerry on our show every Tuesday at 8:30 Central. I assume that you listen to our show to study Jerry, right? That's how you did this? That's how you figured this one out?
Absolutely. I tape it. I don't miss it.
Oh, he tapes it. Yeah.
Very nice. Very
well
nice.
Done. Well, of course, you can get those on our podcast page as well in case you happen to miss one, Christopher.
Exactly. So,
please. That's the Sean and RJ podcast. We would highly encourage you to look at that. So, one of the cool things about the show, though, is that it's got this party luxury vibe. I mean, everybody's living the life of luxury, and you guys have so many cameos, so many great characters that come and appear on the show that I gotta believe there have been some interesting nights after filming where you guys have gotten to hang out and have a little fun. Is there any night in particular hanging out with any athlete or star that you might not have expected to run across that you thought to yourself, man, like, this is one of the great perks of what I do?
Well, that just happened in Vegas, actually. The NBA's most valuable player. What's his name? You know who he is.
I've heard of him, Kevin Durant. Or are you Kevin talking about Durant. LeBron?
Steph Curry.
Oh, Russ. Russ Westbrook. Curry. Okay.
Steph Curry is in the show, and he came, and since they were playing a game in Vegas, it wasn't Vegas, it was San Francisco. He came up to the big suite where we were shooting, which is an amazing place. I think that episode's on this coming Sunday, too. And it was such a trip. He invited all these guys down to the game. I couldn't go because I had to fly out the next morning and get back to New York. But running into him, I mean, what? Steph Curry's the coolest dude in the world, and that was just a big thrill. I didn't go out and party with them or anything, but a lot of guys went to the game and said it was amazing, and they won. And but you don't get any... that's rare air to be in, I should say, and that show's got full of people like that, just coming and doing cameos and or just hanging out because everybody loves the show so much.
Christopher, love the show, huge fan of Ballers, never miss an episode. Appreciate you popping on with us. Long live Shooter McGavin.
My pleasure, boys. You have a great day,
Shooter.
Dude, the Shooter McGavin Twitter account is up there with the fake Bill Walton.
Oh, the Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik.
He lives on, man. He lives on in social media form, and it's still just as good as it ever was.
And here's the thing. Christopher McDonald, the actor, not only doing Ballers, like he said, with the owner of the Cowboys and, of course, Shooter McGavin, but he's also gone over to the other side of the gender pool. I'm getting text messages from my wife, Cindy. Is that Goose from Grease 2? Yeah, it is,
what?
Actually. I had
is
to,
that Ward Cleaver?
I had to go back and look. I'm like, yeah, the Michelle Pfeiffer Grease too. Yeah, Cindy, thank you for bringing that up.
Is that Riverboat from The Squeeze?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.